So this is a wonderful day because Nityananda's mercy is absolutely necessary for advancement in spiritual life. So we should try to invoke that mercy if possible. We have no qualifications to do it, but that's part of the qualification. We're going to try to chant this song by Narottam Das Thakur. Lalasa Mayi Prarthana. This is a song with very deep import. Narottam Das Thakur's songs are considered to be the same as scripture, none different than Vedic literature. So when you vibrate the songs of Narottam, the vibration is on the absolute plane. So we got the whatever song sheets are there. Okay. You're our mridanga player? Okay.
Goranga bolite habe pulaka sharira. Pulaka sharira. Goranga bolite habe pulaka sharira. Pulaka sharira. Hari hari bolite nayane bhavini. Hari hari bolite. Kobe nitai chandel karuna hoibe. Karuna hoibe. Sangsara vasana mora kabe tuccha habe. Samsara vasana mora kabe tuccha habe. Vishaya choriya kabe shuddha habe man. Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha habe man. Kabe hamahe rabo shri vrindavan. Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha habe man. Kabe hamahe rabo shri vrindavan. Thank you. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Tabe Hama Bujabo Se Jugola Piriti Raghunatha Pade Rahu Mora Asha Prarthana Koroe Sada Narottamo Ranga bolite habe pulaka sharira Ranga bolite habe pulaka sharira Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Babini Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Babini Vishaya Chariya Kabe Shudhabe Manna Shaya Jariya Kabe Chudabe Mahan Kabe Hama Herabo Shri Vrindavan
So this song is a very nice song by Narottam Das, and he has invoked the mercy of Srinityananda Prabhu. I'm going to read briefly Prabhupada's purport to this song. He writes, "This song was sung by Narottam Das Thakur, a great devotee and acharya in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, the disciplic succession, coming down from Lord Chaitanya. Narottam Das Thakur has written many songs which are recognized as authoritative by all Vaishnavas. He has sung these songs in simple Bengali language, but the purport, the deep meaning of his songs is very significant. In this song he says, Goranga bholite habe pulaka sharira. One has attained the perfection of chanting when as soon as he chants the name of Lord Goranga, who initiated this Sankirtan movement, at once there is shivering in his body. This is not to be imitated, but Narottam Das Thakur is asking, when will that opportune moment come to us when there will be shivering of the body as soon as we chant Lord Gauranga's name? And after the shivering, Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Bhavenir, while chanting Hare Krishna, there will be tears in the eyes. Then he says, Ara kabe nitai chandera kuru no hebe. We are all asking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda is supposed to be the original spiritual master. So we have to approach Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. What is the symptom of a person who has achieved the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda? Narottam Das Thakur says that the symptom of one who has actually received the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda is that he has no more material desire. So if, just in case anyone was wondering about how advanced they were, that's the symptom, apparently. No more material desire. So it's a very high bar. Anyway, I'll continue the purport. Sorry for the aside. Ara kabe nitai chan karuno hai be. Sangsaravhasana morakabe tucha habe. Sangsaravhasana means desire for material enjoyment. And Narottam Das wonders when it will become very insignificant. Of course, as long as we have bodies, we have to accept so many material things, but not in the spirit of enjoyment, but only to keep body and soul together. Narottam Das says further, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti. When shall I be very much eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? Akuti means eagerness. Because Rupa Goswami is the father of devotional service, he has written a book called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in which there are nice directions on devotional service. These topics are also dealt with in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books, and we have given the summary of those directions in our book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. One has to learn of the conjugal loving affairs of Radha Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. Narottam Das Thakur directs us not to try to understand the conjugal love of Radha Krishna by our own endeavor. We should try to understand this Yugala Priti, conjugal love, under the direction of the Goswamis. As long as the mind is too much absorbed in materialistic thought, one cannot enter into the kingdom of Vrindavan. But Narottam Das Thakur says, Vishaya Chariya Kabe, Shudahabe Man, Kabe Hama Herabo Sri Vrindavan. When the mind is completely purified, being freed from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, and then my spiritual life will be successful. So this this is only possible by the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. This is stated throughout the Gaudiya Vaishnava literatures, that one has to try to invoke this mercy because Nityananda Prabhu is the original spiritual master. Now, how is that? Why is Nityananda Prabhu called the original spiritual master? Anyone? Wow, no one knows? Yeah, but you have to say more than Balaram. I mean, of course, saying Balaram is always good. Huh? You know, see, you can't just shout out names. You've got to give some explanation. I mean, of course, it's all auspicious, but this isn't a very important point, that although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there's no difference between Krishna and Balaram, or Krishna and Nityananda Prabhu. Of course, Balaram's a different color, but otherwise, there's no difference. But the difference, there is a difference, and that difference is that he is in the mood of the servant, being the servant of God. And actually, Balaram represents spiritual strength. So without spiritual strength, it's not possible to go forward against all the obstacles that are facing us. So I'm going to read a verse. I was meant to have it put on the board, but I was a little disorganized, so I didn't arrange that. So I'm going to read you this verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, the seventh canto, and read and discuss the purport that Prabhupada gives to this verse, which is significant. I'll just chant the Sanskrit. Yavan nirkaya ratangatma vishopakalpang date garishta charanarchanaya nishatam jnana simachutta balo dadadash ashta shatru svananda tushta upashanta idang vijayat. So here's the translation. As long as one has to accept a material body, with its different parts and paraphernalia, which are not fully under one's control. Now, this is a significant statement. We have to accept these material bodies. There's no question of voluntary. It's forced for our previous activities. So it says as long as one has to do that, we have to take this body with its different parts and paraphernalia, and which are not under one's control. So as long as that is the case, one must have the lotus feet of his superiors, namely his spiritual master and the spiritual master's predecessors. By their mercy, one can sharpen the sword of knowledge, and with the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy, one must then conquer the enemies mentioned above. So with the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy, that is Lord Balaram Nityananda Prabhu. In this way, the devotee should be able to merge into his own transcendental bliss, and then he may give up his body and resume his spiritual identity. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Janma karma chame divhyang evang yoveti tatvataha tyaktva dehang punarjanma naiti mang eti sorjana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. This is the highest perfection of life, and the human body is meant for this purpose. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam 11:20-17, and I'm going to skip the Sanskrit. This human form of body is a most valuable boat, and the spiritual master is the captain. Guru Karanar Dharam, to guide the boat in plying across the ocean of nescience. The instruction of Krishna is a favorable breeze. One must use all these facilities to cross over the ocean of nescience. Since the spiritual master is the captain, one must serve the spiritual master very sincerely so that by his mercy, one will be able to get the mercy of the Supreme Lord. A significant word here is achyutabhalaha. The spiritual master is certainly very merciful to his disciples, and consequently, by satisfying him, a devotee gets strength from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. One must first please the spiritual master, and then one automatically pleases Krishna and gets the strength with which to cross the ocean of nescience. If one seriously desires to return home back to Godhead, one must therefore become strong enough by pleasing the spiritual master, for thus one gets the weapon with which to conquer the enemy, and one also gets the grace of Krishna. Simply getting the weapon of Gyan is insufficient. One must sharpen the weapon by serving the spiritual master and adhering to his instructions. Then the candidate will get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In general warfare, one must take help from his chariot and horses in order to conquer his enemy. And after conquering his enemies, he may give up the chariot and its paraphernalia. Similarly, as long as one has a human body, one should fully use it to obtain the highest perfection of life, namely going back home, back to Godhead. This perfection, the perfection of knowledge, is certainly to become transcendentally situated, Brahma-Bhuta. And as the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma-Bhuta Prasanatma, na sochati, na kankshati, samak sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim lavate param. One who is transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He neither laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed toward all living entities. In that state, he attains pure devotional service. Simply by cultivating knowledge, as the impersonalists do, one cannot get out of the clutches of Maya. One must attain the platform of bhakti. So this is a very lengthy purport, but there are some portions of it, especially portions of it, that I wanted to read. And since we only have a short time, I'll skip to some of those. Prabhupada writes, significant in this verse are the words Gyanasim Achyutabhalaha. Gyanasim, the sword of knowledge, is given by Krishna. And when one serves the Guru and Krishna, in order to hold the sword of Krishna's instructions. Balaram gives one strength. So, formula that one serves the Guru and Krishna. Of course, we serve the Krishna according to Guru's instructions. But to do that, to actually be able to execute those instructions, it says here that we require strength. And that strength is not material strength, it's spiritual strength. And that comes from Balaram. Prabhupada writes, Balaram is Nityananda. Vrajendra Nandana Ye Sachi Sutta Haile Se Balaram Haile Nitai. This Balaram, comes with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and both of them are so merciful that in this age of Kali, one may very easily take shelter of their lotus feet. They come especially to deliver the fallen souls of this age. Papi Tapi Yata Chila Harinami Udharida. Their weapon is Sankirtan, Harinam. Thus, one should accept the sword of knowledge from Krishna and be strong with the mercy of Balaram. We are therefore worshipping Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan. One cannot attain the goal of life without the mercy of Balaram. Sri Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, Nitya Nitayera Karuna Haibe Vraja Radha Krishna Pabe. When one receives the mercy of Balaram, Nityananda, one can attain the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna very easily. If one has no connection with Nitai, Balaram, then even though one is a very learned scholar or jnani, or has taken birth in a very respectable family, these assets will not help him. We must therefore conquer the enemies of Krishna consciousness with the strength received from Balaram. So at this point we know that we need the strength, spiritual strength, which comes from Balaram. Now, how is that strength to be achieved? How does it to be captured or gathered? Or how do we get it to be bestowed upon us? Prabhupada also writes, because he is as powerful as Lord Krishna and can bestow spiritual power to the devotees, he is therefore known as Baladev. So the strength obtained by Baladev is never wasted. The strength is eternal. And thus Baladev is the original spiritual master of all devotees. So this strength is eternal, it's spiritual, it can be invoked only by achieving the mercy of Balaram. Still, we're not certain how to get that mercy. So, therefore, we have other things that must be understood. It says, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we accept this principle by rejecting four prohibited items, namely illicit sex life, intoxication, gambling, and flesh, eating, and accepting the daily chanting of at least 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and daily meditation three times a day by chanting the Gayatri Mantra. In this way, one can keep his Brahminical culture and spiritual strength intact. So here we get a hint that by actually executing the instruction that comes from the Guru seriously and with determination, the spiritual strength is invoked through that practice. So the order of the Guru and Nityananda, actually the Guru is the manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. So if we want to know where is that mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, it is there in the instruction of the spiritual master. So by strictly following these principles, it says one can keep his Brahminical culture and spiritual strength intact. If we fall away from these things, then our spiritual strength begins to ebb away. So that's one important point. Prabhupada also writes, if we adhere to the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we shall get spiritual strength without a doubt. And we shall be free to preach this cult of the Hare Krishna movement and not be hampered by anyone. So this is the thing. This is a simple thing, in one sense, it's very simple to say, oh, yes, chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds, follow the regulative principles, chant the Gayatri Mantra, try to spread the Sankirtan movement. But actually executing it, that requires special mercy. As we probably, I think most of us would have to admit, we have a personal experience that although we, you know, some days we feel very determined, and some days not so much so. Some days we're very strictly following everything, and some days maybe not so much. So these things, to be able to come to this platform of absolute conviction and steadiness, one has to have very strong faith in Guru and Krishna, and then that mercy can come to give you that strength to remain steady, to come to that platform of steadiness. I'll just read a few more. In the Upanishads, it is stated, Nayang Atma Bala Hinena Labhya. The purport is that one cannot attain the supreme platform of self-realization without being sufficiently favored by Balaram. Bala does not mean physical strength. No one can attain spiritual perfection by physical strength. One must have the spiritual strength which is infused by Balaram or Sankarsana. Ananta, or Shesha, is the source of the power which sustains all the planets in their different positions. Materially, this sustaining power is known as the law of gravitation. But actually, it is a display of the potency of Sankarsana, Balaram. So Balaram or Sankarsana is the source of spiritual power or the original spiritual master. Therefore, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is also the incarnation of Balaram, is the original spiritual master, and the spiritual master is the representative of Balaram, the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who supplies spiritual strength. So obviously the theme of this class is spiritual strength, which is Balaram, which is the order of the spiritual master. They're all in non-different formula, but all of them are required. And the access point is the spiritual master, or you could say the source of that descending mercy is the spiritual master. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is confirmed that the spiritual master is the manifestation of the mercy of Krishna. So, Prabhupada was having a conversation at one point with Swarup Damodar, and this point came up because he was saying that I'm not a great scholar, I'm not... He was just... In a way, he was deriding his own qualifications. Prabhupada was actually making little, you could say, of his own qualifications. He says... take the version of the authority, he says, and repeat it. Then your version is perfect. He says, whatever little success I have got is only for this reason. I have never said anything which is not spoken by Krishna. I never said, in my opinion. I never said, you are so many students. I never said that to you. What is my opinion? One should know, what is the value of my opinion? I am imperfect being. That is called Trinarapi Sunichena, Thurorapi Sahishnina. If one thinks, oh, I am a big scholar, I am this, I am that, you are a rascal. You have to simply carry the message of Krishna, but for your understanding, you can make research work. So then he addresses Swarup Damodar Maharaj and says, you are a big scientist, you have talked with me and you have studied with me, and you have examined me in so many ways, and I have also spoken whatever I had, knowledge. Unless you are convinced, how you can say that you are my spiritual master? So what is the secret? I am not a scientist. I am not M.A., Ph.D. How do you agree to accept me as spiritual master? Because I stick to this principle. Krishna and Guru, that's all. This is the secret of Guru. So today is Baladev Avirbhav. Baladev. In the strength, Nayam Atma Bala Hinena Labhya. You cannot understand, realize yourself without the help of Baladev. Therefore, in the Vedic literatures, Nayam Atma Bala Hinena Labhya. You cannot become self-realized without the help of, without the mercy of Baladev. Now our Vivekananda Swami, he interpreted that unless you become stout and strong like the bulls and the buffalo, you cannot realize the self. He interpreted like that. So he engaged people to make gymnastics, exercise. You become very stout and strong, eat meat, and so forth. This is going on. This philosophy is going on, Bala Hinena. Unless you become as strong as a tiger, you cannot realize yourself. He says this is the argument they put forward. He said, this is nonsense. Bala Hinena does not mean this physical strength. It means spiritual strength, Baladev. Baladev is spiritual strength, Nityananda. And then he goes on to say, one who is less strong or one who has no support of the strength, then he cannot make any progress in spiritual self-realization. This is the Vedic injunction. So they interpret that unless you become physically strong, you cannot make any spiritual advancement. But in the Western countries, we have seen so many people physically very strong, stout and strong, practically everyone. But what is their self? Advancement and self-realization. So these things are going on. One must be spiritually strong. And that spiritually strong means, here he actually defines it, that spiritually strong means to have good faith in Krishna and Guru. That is spiritual strength. So this kind of is the, you could say, the essence, or really defines what is spiritual strength. It means your level of Shraddha, your level of faith in Guru and Krishna. That is spiritual strength. The spiritually strong means to have good faith in Krishna and Guru. That is spiritual strength. Therefore, Baladev means Guru, spiritual strength. Balarama Haile Nitai, Nitai Er Karuna Habe. Spiritual self-realization is not possible without being strengthened by the mercy of Balaram. So these are all, there are so many statements, wonderful statements, that about these requirement for spiritual strength and about what it is and how to achieve it. We want to get the grace of Lord Balaram or of Lord Nityananda to somehow get that mercy. Because we were hearing in that song earlier that until one comes to that platform of having no more material desire, one is still within the grips of the external energy. So, in one sense, a person could become discouraged at the thought, because as some of us are getting quite old, at least I am, and still not free from the grip of Maya. So we are hoping, when will that mercy come that will relieve us from the grip of the external energy? So somehow or other, we have to go on trying to invoke that mercy of Nityananda. And the only way to do it, that we have clear access only by this process of chanting the holy names of Krishna and following the order of the spiritual master. There really is no other solution. Harir nama, harir nama, harir nama eva kevalam, kalo nascheva, 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 gatiranyata. So Balaram, just like when Balaram was sent, or Lord Nityananda was sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where did he send him for preaching? He sent him to Bengal. Now why? Of course you could say, well, Lord Chaitanya had some special affection for Bengalis. But there was a deeper reason. Because the Bengalis are the toughest nuts to crack, practically. They have always been the epicenter of Vaishnav culture in many respects. They are very intelligent. Prabhupada describes like this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Very intelligent, very prone to mental speculation, and very powerful preacher is required to convince them. As we see in the example of also of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was very, very powerful. And he was able to speak in such an elevated way that people accepted him without any reservation. So Nityananda Prabhu, he just did, was so powerful, spiritually powerful and merciful. We have that emblematic situation of Jagai and Madhai, who were representative of the worst vices of Kali Yuga. And very significant in our case, because in Kali Yuga, people have not only have no good qualifications, but they are, you know, consumed by, they think that that is life itself. You know, that whole thing when Prabhupada's godbrothers were sent to the West, and someone asked whether they could be made into Brahmins. And they said, oh, yes, certainly. And then they mentioned the four regulative principles, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. And this Lord, Marcus of Jutland, he said, impossible. Impossible. Because they think it's life itself. Life itself is in these four activities. So in this age, this is considered life itself. So to get people to give this up is no easy feat. So the spiritual master, as the representative of the mercy of Lord Baladev, has to be a very powerful person, very powerful and very strongly situated at the lotus feet of the Lord. We see how Prabhupada actually caused people to experience symptoms of bhava in airports, in class, in temples, everywhere. People, even ordinary people, would be dumbstruck by his presence and almost involuntarily begin to chant the holy name. So this is the requirement. And actually, our only good quality is to the extent which we faithfully execute these orders that come from through the disciplic succession, ultimately which stem from Lord Balaram, Lord Nityananda, we follow them with great enthusiasm and determination. So we want the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. Prabhupada writes, Narottam Das Thakur has explained, Adakabe Nitai Chand, Karuna Hai Be. He was aspiring for the day when Nityananda Prabhu will be pleased upon him. Just like Jagai Madhai was delivered by the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, so we have to pray to Nityananda Prabhu. He's very merciful. He's so kind, Baladev. He gives spiritual strength. Then we can approach the Supreme Lord. Therefore we chant, Nitai Ghor. So we could try that. Nitai Ghor, Nitai Ghor, Nitai Ghor. This is the process. We cannot change this policy. Panchatattva must be worshipped. Otherwise, wherefrom we shall get the strength? The spiritual master. Nityananda Prabhu is the spiritual master. Or spiritual master is the replica, representation of Nityananda Prabhu. So when Nityananda Prabhu is pleased, then we become detached from this material attraction. So I know I'm repeating myself a little here, but this is, I think it's key to understanding that we have a great deal of material attraction. We're trying to get some spiritual attraction. For that, we need to invoke this mercy of the spiritual master. Spiritual master, he says, is the replica representation of Nityananda Prabhu. So Guru and Krishna, we have to try to satisfy the spiritual master. That is the secret of success. Of course, that's one way to describe it. At one time, I know a prophet was asked by Tamal Krishna Maharaj, what is your secret of success? Which is kind of a nice question to ask the spiritual master. So Prabhupada gave a different answer. He said, I was never a lazy man. So that laziness means spiritual laziness also. We should understand. Spiritual laziness, that's our disease. Laziness. So we have to try to become active. He says that we have to try to invoke this mercy by our actively executing the order of the Guru. and trying to overcome this lethargy. You know, like Krishna says, free from lethargy. Talks about being that Arjuna, free from lethargy, stand and fight. So we have to give up our lethargic tendencies. On another occasion, Prabhupada at a Rath Yatra spoke this way. He said, Jagannath means the proprietor or the master of all these movements. He is Jagannath. And Balabhadra, Balaram. Bala means strength, and Rama means enjoyment. So Balaram means who gives you spiritual strength for enjoying eternal, blissful life. He is Balaram. So I'll just read that again. Balaram means who gives you spiritual strength for enjoying eternal, blissful life. He is Balaram. And Subhadra. Su means auspicious, and Bhadra means well-being. Subhadra, Jagannath, and Balaram, combined together, are present before you to reclaim you all from your miserable condition of life. Now, this is interesting, isn't it? You can just imagine Prabhupada's addressing a mass audience, and not even some of them not even quite sure why they're there. And he says, and he's pointing to the deities. And Prabhupada was bold. He never made any excuses or he didn't make very many politically correct adjustments. He said, they're here, pointing to the Lord, so they're here to reclaim you all from your miserable condition of life. So that's our situation, if we're honest. We're in a miserable condition of life, and they've come to rescue us. So they're simply asking that we take part in this wonderful movement of chanting, dancing, feasting, and distributing this mercy of the Lord in the form of the holy names. He says that is the purport of this Rath Yatra festival. So he makes this statement that they've come to reclaim you from your miserable condition of life. That is the purport of this Rath Yatra festival. So we might want to meditate on that a little during Rath Yatra. But of course, it's maybe, unless you have that kind of power that you can walk up to somebody and say you're in a miserable condition. Most people realize it anyway. So if they feel happiness by participating in this wonderful chanting, dancing, and feasting, then that attraction will come. He says, if anyone sees on the cart Jagannath, Subhadra, and Baladev, then he does not take birth again in this material world. Rateja Vamanang Drishta. A little bit more. I'm almost done. What time do I have until? Somebody? Anybody? Let's see. I'll have, anyway, maybe there'll be time for questions. This is again Prabhupada. I know I do a lot of quoting and less speaking these days, but I personally take more pleasure in it, so it's a selfish thing. Sorry. But I prefer to hear this vibration rather than mine. He says, it's so nice the way he speaks, Prabhupada. So I hope I can communicate some of that appreciation. And he says, so I shall not take much of your time. You are tired. Oh, this reminds me of a story. New Vrindavan was on Janmashtami. We'd been fasting all day, and it was into the evening, and Prabhupada having the sannyasis read from the Krishna book, first chapter all the way through, then second chapter, then third chapter. By the time he got to about the third chapter, people were nodding out all over the places. Dundas were dipping up and down. People's heads were cracking against the wall. And Prabhupada seemed to be completely oblivious. He was just completely absorbed in hearing about Krishna's activities. And then finally, someone made a particularly loud noise when they fell against the wall. And Prabhupada looked up and says, oh, he says, I see that you are tired. He clearly wasn't, but we were tired. So here he's beginning the same way here. He says, so I shall not take much of your time, you are tired. But some of the important things I may inform you, that this Krishna consciousness movement is not a religious type. It is a great culture. It is a great culture for spiritual emancipation. So this is a very fine point, that it's not, we shouldn't think that it's a religion. It's not a religion. It's a culture which is based on spiritual freedom, spiritual emancipation. Being emancipated, meaning freed. A culture for freeing the soul from the clutches of matter. So that's what this movement is. He says, try to understand that we are in this world. Not only we are, everything is a combination of matter and spirit. Just like your body, this body is matter. But within this body, you, the spirit soul, is encaged or embodied. So anywhere you see the tree, there are so many species of life. Every species, every individual living entity is a combination of spirit and matter. When the spirit is out of this body, then the body is matter only. Just like in your Bible also it is said, dust thou art, dust thou beest. The dust is this body, but not the spirit soul. So in this material world, we are part and parcel of God, Jagannath. And we are under the auspicious protection of Subhadra. And we have got, I mean to say, implicitly, the spiritual strength. In the Vedic literature, you will find Nayam Atma Bala Hinena Labhyo. Bala means this Balaram, the spiritual strength. The spiritual realization can be achieved by the grace of Lord Balaram. So that was the Rath Yatra lecture that took place in 1970 in San Francisco. So final quote now. The next line, this is back to the song that we began with. Goranga bolite habe nayanam. He says the next line is ara kabe nitai chandera karuna hebe. Ara kabe nitai chandera karuna hebe. This is also aspiration that when Nityananda Prabhu, the constant associate of Lord Chaitanya, will be pleased upon me. Karuna koribe. Karuna koribe means he will be pleased upon me. Nityananda Prabhu, or Nitai Chand, is the original spiritual master. He is Baladev. Bala means strength, and Deva, the personality of Godhead who gives strength. Therefore, Nitai Chand is the symbol of spiritual master who gives strength to the disciples. So I'll just read that again. Bala means strength, and Deva, the personality of Godhead who gives strength. Therefore, Nitai Chand is the symbol of the spiritual master who gives strength to the disciples. This is the process of disciplic succession. We have to acquire this spiritual strength. No amount of material strength can help me in the advancement of spiritual life. We must derive the spiritual strength. Just like we have to take electricity from the powerhouse by directly connecting with the powerhouse. Not the wiring, but the electricity. Similarly, this disciplic succession means the strength is descending from the original person through the spiritual master. That is the idea. So Narottam Das Thakur explains that when Nitai Chand will be pleased, and the result of such pleasure of Nitai Chand is that one becomes free from all desires for material enjoyment. Ara kabe nitai chand. Actually, maybe you can repeat this. Ara kabe nitai chand. Karuna koribe. Sangsara bhasana. Mora kabe tucha. Habe. So this is the invocation of Narottam Das Thakur on our behalf, praying that this mercy of Lord Nityananda will be bestowed on us and that we will get the strength to pursue spiritual life with great seriousness and diligence and enthusiasm, thereby invoking his mercy. So I pray that at least through hearing the words of Prabhupada, at least some of you will become more inspired to try to get this mercy. And if you get it, let me know. And give me some of it. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So I don't know how much time we have left. How much time? Oh, okay. So there's some time for questions if anybody has any, or additions, questions, additions, complaints. There's time.